You are listening to the Real Housewives of the Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Rogers. In this sweet space, you'll hear from women who are like you and some that are not. We will talk about how God is walking with us through the good and the hard on subjects like marriage, homemaking, friendships, ministry, parenting, and seeking God. You will also hear from me sharing what God is doing in my own heart. The enemy of our souls wants us to feel alone, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So if you are like me and need that reminder, join us as we laugh and cry together, giving God the glory through the stories of our lives. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Housewives of the Kingdom podcast. I am Caroline Rogers, your host and fellow housewife in the kingdom of God. And today is the episode that happens right before summer break. So I usually take the month of July off of the podcast as a sabbatical, as well as it is my birthday month. So that is usually why I take the month of July off. It's a good month to just take some time. And this year is a really big birthday for me. It's a big birthday year for my hubby too. So my hubby turned 50 this year and I am turning 40 next week. And one of the things that we wanted to do was go on a pretty big trip to commemorate it. And so actually, as we speak right now, we are in Europe. So 6 days from now, I will be 40 and we will actually be in Paris. Lord willing that all flights and all things work out like they should. But right now, as we are talking, we are actually in Hamburg. So this trip that we're taking, and I will in the episode in August give you just a little tidbit about how the trip went, but we are taking a trip that we are calling the Motherland trip. So my hubby, his ancestry is from the British Isles. So we are going to Dublin and to Edinburgh, and then we are headed over to Hamburg, Germany, which when this airs, that is where we will be. That is where my great grandma was and grandparents and her whole family. She came to Ellis Island in the late 1800s. So it is really cool to just go check out where she was from and her family and where my German family was from. And then we are also heading to Amsterdam. My side of the family on my dad's side is all Dutch. And so I have never been there before. And so we're really excited about that. And then we are ending in Paris, which if you have listened to any of the episodes with me and my hubby, we have talked about Paris. We honeymooned in Paris 20 years ago, and we went back 10 years later around our 10-year wedding anniversary, or at least still within that year. So it's kind of cool because we're still within the 20th year, but we are also celebrating our birthdays. So we can't wait right now, because as I'm recording right now, we haven't left yet, but as you are listening to it, we will already be in Hamburg and we will have just come from my brother's wedding. So that is also very exciting. So this year has a lot of big, amazing things happening. And I just, on the podcast, wanted to kind of go over what I was thinking in terms of turning 40. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who have a hard time aging. They don't want to turn 30, they don't want to turn 25, they don't want to turn 40, they don't want to turn 50. And I have to say, I've never worried about growing older. I've always like sort of appreciated the life lessons that I've learned in each decade of my life. And I have really enjoyed the life that the Lord has blessed me with. And so, and while I mean, I have, there are things that have been hard in it, but I just generally tend to focus on and remember the good things because I think it's really important to remember the good things. So I just thought that I would give you a little peek into, as I was reflecting on past 4 decades of my life. So I was born in 1983 and I love my parents. I have loved the Lord as long as I can remember. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 2, and there's literally not a time that I don't really recall Him speaking to me, Him being in and throughout my life, he has just always been part of my story. And I love that. And one of the things that happened in the first decade of my life is I became a big sister. And until I became a wife, other than my relationship with the Lord, being a big sister was literally like my biggest, I don't want to say accomplishment, but it's the thing that meant the most to me in my life. And it still is very important to me. I'm still very close to my siblings and their spouses. And I love that. I was little, I loved everything Disneyland. I was a ballerina. I thought I was going to be a professional ballerina. I always dreamed of moving to New York and dancing professionally as a ballerina. I loved swimming. We had a pool in my backyard. I loved going to the beach, hanging with friends. I was homeschooled all the way through from kindergarten all the way through high school. And I loved every minute of homeschooling, especially just being able to be in and around my siblings all the time was just very special for me. And I have a lot of special memories with them at home and with my mom, and my dad is just awesome. When I was really little, if you are a child of the 80s, you will probably resonate with this, but I was just thinking about things that I played with that were special to me. You know, Rainbow Bright, Care Bears, My Little Pony, Barbies. Those were all things that filled my days when I was little. We listened to a lot of Amy Grant. And well, actually, I listened to a lot of Amy Grant from my first decade all the way through to now. I still love Amy Grant. But in my first decade of life, we listened to a lot of Maranatha Worship. I loved being at church. I grew up going to Calvary Chapel Packing House, which is in Redlands, California. And church was like a second home for me. It was just a sweet place to be. We were always involved. We were there multiple days a week. We had very close friends that became like family, who are still very dear friends, who we did life with there. And it was definitely something in that first decade of my life that set a tone for what was important in life and just how I would approach things in the future. My grandma and grandpa on my mom's side, my mom's parents, were a huge part of the first decade of my life, and they still really influence who I am today. My mom's mom, I was named after. Her name was Caroline, and she loved Jesus the most and was just the most amazing grandma. And I almost feel like I got a double portion of time with her. So I was actually 11 when she died. So she died kind of at the start of my second decade of life. But I felt like I got so much time with her. I mean, it really, I remember so much from that first decade. And it's kind of weird. I remember a lot of things there. I mean, I don't remember everything. I mean, sometimes I walk into the kitchen and I can't remember something, but I do remember a lot from that decade, from a lot of decades of my life. I remember a lot of little moments. And so I'm really grateful. And I feel like that is a gift that the Lord gave me because they were such special people. And so that is something that I'm super grateful for in that first decade. I loved boys. So I was so boy crazy. I could tell you that probably most days I spent half the day thinking about boys, thinking about who I might marry, looking at boys when we were out. I loved boys. When I was 9, I came to my mom and told my mom that my future husband was going to get married and that he didn't know he was supposed to marry me because I was 9 and that we had to pray every day for him to not marry her. And I'm sure she thought I was crazy, but she prayed with me nonetheless. And fast forward to meeting my hubby, and I found out that he was actually engaged to be married at the exact same time. So don't throw me any shade over here for my boy craziness. I feel like it was something the Lord maybe even kind of gave me so that I could be aware of the fact that he was telling me to pray for my future hubby. And I hadn't met Kevin yet. I didn't know who he was, but I just had felt this extreme heaviness on my heart, like we need to pray right now. And we did. I would say one of the things that just kind of permeated that entire decade was God's faithfulness. I saw God answer prayers. I felt like
there was so much tangible seeing God in my life. And I also feel like that first decade, I was just so happy and I was not insecure with who I was. And I cared about my friends and I just wanted to love them and I just wanted to have a fun time and just enjoy life. And I loved that about my first decade me. The second decade, which would be technically 1993 to 2003, the early part, well, lots of pool parties all the way through realistically until I got married. But we had a pool in our backyard, so that was definitely something that marked a lot of our days. And we were homeschooled, so we could do school in the morning, go swim for a couple of hours, and then do school in the afternoon. And we did that a lot. And we were a house that everybody wanted to come over to because we had a pool, and that was pretty awesome. So we always had people over. That was just a huge part of our lives. You know, we were still just always at church with friends and serving and family, and those things were all really important to us. I still loved being with my siblings. I was not somebody who really fought with my siblings or called them names or those types of things. I just really have always been obsessed with them. I love them so much. So while there may have been little jealousy issues with when my first sister came, when friends of mine wanted to play with her, for the most part, I just really, really love my siblings and always have. In the early part of the decade, I loved watching Saved by the Bell. I was in love with Jonathan Taylor Thomas, JTT, if you know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. We watched TGIF. If you know that, then you know. On Fridays, we would order a pizza and sit down and watch as a family, Family Matters, Full House, Step by Step, all these TV shows that were just kind of a huge part of my growing up and my culture when I look back at that decade. I listened to a lot of oldies. I loved oldies. And it's funny because during that time, the oldies station literally played 50s and 60s music. And when you listen to an oldies station, now they play 80s music. So that just kind of makes me laugh. Two of my favorite movies that I can think of when I was younger was Swing Kids and Titanic. So during that decade, those two movies came out and they really, I love history. And so those were just very prolific for me in my life. I had to make a choice if I wanted to continue to do ballet or if I wanted to be able to do youth group and enjoy friends. I was at a place in my ballet career, I guess you could say, that to do the track that I wanted to do, where I wanted to go to New York and do all of that, that I needed to dance quite a bit. And it made it difficult once I got to the age where I was allowed to go to youth group, which I couldn't wait to be old enough to go to youth group. And so when that came around and I realized that it conflicted with my ballet schedule, I had a decision to make. And the other thing is that at first I would have just, if friends were going to spend the night, if it was a Friday night, they would come to ballet with me and sit and watch me do ballet, and then we would go back home. And I just decided that I really wanted to enjoy youth group and friends and not be quite so tied down to just ballet. And ultimately, I'm grateful I made that choice. I loved ballet and I still love ballet. I love going to ballets, watching ballet, and I'm a great ballet dancer in my kitchen. But it was a good choice, but a hard choice. I got my first job at Coffee Coffee when I was 14, and that was owned by our really dear family friends who are family to us. And I was allowed to work 3 days a week, every other week for like 6 hours a day. And I had a work permit and it was so much fun. I loved working at Coffee Coffee. I made sweet friends there that are still my dear friends. And so it was just definitely a fun time to start learning about working and work ethic. It was just a good time. Another thing that happened at the start of that decade was we got Disneyland passes. So prior to that, we would go to Disneyland once a year. Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, those were huge parts of our lives, like huge. And I still, to this day, love Disneyland, love Knott's Berry Farm. But when I was 11, we got annual passes. And so we started going multiple times a month. And that what started just such sweet memories of being there with my siblings, with some really dear friends of ours. And I just would not trade those memories for the world. And then it's funny because continuing through the decade, I actually ended up working at Disney as an acrobat, and I opened the California Adventure Park as an aerialist in the parade. I still had a pass when I started working there. That is something that was kind of major in that decade. I also did the coolest Bible study with our dear family friends, actually the same ones that owned the coffee shop. We did this Bible study called God's Priceless Woman, and it dove into what God expects of us as women. And I learned so much. And I started that was when I started really taking a deep dive into marriage and what a good marriage looked like, and really started noticing and praying about, like, Lord, what kind of marriage do you want me to have? And how do you want me to approach marriage? And so by the time I met my hubby, I already had a lot to tell him. And when I realized that I wanted to marry him, I was like, okay, I need to tell you all of these things that I've been studying about marriage. And I just hope that this is the kind of marriage you want to have. And thank the Lord, he did. So I also started the Y Youth Circus. So the YMCA in our hometown had a youth circus, and I joined the year after my siblings joined. So first they joined. I had quit ballet. We had done a homeschool marching band together as siblings, and we did like performances. I was in a drill and dance team, and we did competitions and stuff like that. And that was really fun. But then my siblings started the circus, and I went and watched their end of the year show, and I couldn't get it out of my head. I couldn't get the aerialists out of my head. And so I just dreamt about it every night that summer. And so that following fall, I started training to be an aerialist. And I was actually a professional aerialist by the time I was 16, traveled to Japan, and also worked around the US doing live shows for big gala events. And it was very cool. And another thing that's cool about becoming an acrobat is that's how I met my hubby. So we were in an acrobatic troupe together. And when we started dating, he invited me to go to Disney World with him. So it also in that decade had my very first trip to Walt Disney World. And Walt Disney World has been a pretty big part of our lives throughout our lives since then. So it's always kind of this marker in my mind. We had been dating a month, and I ended up staying in a room with his mom, and he stayed in a room with his dad. And it was just a really cool time to go to Disney World. As I've said earlier, I was homeschooled all the way through, and I graduated high school actually a year early. So I graduated high school in 2000, and my hubby and I were already just, you know, doing professional acrobatics. We did the Cirque de la Mer show at SeaWorld in San Diego, and that's such a fun memory for that decade. My family used to come out and watch the shows, my siblings and friends, and it was just a really fun show to be part of. It was the first year we launched the show, so it just has a lot of great memories living in San Diego and exploring San Diego and just doing this show. That was so cool, and just being in the water every day. Anyway, it was definitely a fun time. Another major thing that happened in that decade was 9/11, which, I mean, not trying to be a downer, but that's a major world event that happened. And my hubby and I were dating. We weren't married yet. And I just remember that being very scary because he was down in San Diego working on a Halloween event that he was the creative consultant for. And I had gone back up to my folks' house to hang out with them and my siblings. And so it felt very scary to be in, you know, 2 hours apart from each other when that happened. And it was definitely changed the way we viewed her country and security. So I'd have to say that is in my memory of that decade. The biggest thing is the tail end of that decade, I married my hubby. So in 2002, we got married and we honeymooned in Paris. And so that was just incredible. So that first year of marriage really was in the tail end of that decade. So I loved our first year of marriage. I loved that is how that decade ended. It's pretty crazy when you think about your second decade. So from the time you're 10 till the time you're 20, a lot happens, you know? I mean, a lot can happen in other decades too, but from 10 to 20 is a pretty major jump. You know, the first decade of my life, I was super confident in who I was in the Lord with my family. And not that I wasn't still confident, but the beginning of the second decade, I'd say girls are mean in junior high. Your body is starting, you're starting to notice that other people's bodies look different than your body. And that kind of makes you feel self-conscious. I also realized in that decade, not everybody who goes to church loves or knows Jesus. And that was kind of a crazy one to me going up through high school and just seeing people that I had always gone to church with who obviously their hearts were very far from the Lord. And that was very surprising to me because I always had a relationship with the Lord. And so that was just something that kind of, I don't know, that I learned as I was coming through that decade. I know that by the end of the decade, I was pretty confident in who I was in the Lord, in my body. Of course, my hubby helps with that because he's very sweet and complimentary of my body. The other thing that I would say is towards the tail end of that decade was kind of the beginning of learning how to work. And while my parents taught me work ethic and I had already started working, you know, halfway through that decade, I definitely was learning how to handle constructive criticism. When you're a performer, you have to take notes and at the end of your performances, and even just having other performers come and give you a little criticism, it can be really hard. And it's just, I feel like it's a skill you have to learn to just kind of pause and think about before you react when somebody comes and talks to you about how you're doing your job or your routine or whatever it is.
Hey guys, it's Kevin
and Caroline
Rogers.
As you probably know by now, we love our marriage and are so passionate about giving others the tools they need to truly have a joyful marriage.
It breaks our hearts to know the divorce rate, whether you are a Christian or not, is 50%.
Yikes.
We also know that nobody gets married and hopes to have a divorce.
Exactly. This is why we feel God has given us the motivation to equip as many couples as possible before walking down the aisle.
On our 20th wedding anniversary, we launched an online premarital course. We share our own experiences as well as what God's Word says about marriage.
In it, we go over 5 cornerstones of a healthy, God-honoring marriage and give you tangible tips on how to walk in it. You'll have over 5 hours of video teaching from us, along with downloadable resources to take into your marriage.
We have always loved our marriage and want you to love yours too. If you're getting married and would love to have some great tools to take into marriage, join us today for the course.
Hey, even if you know anyone who is getting married, be sure to share this info with them. Link to the course is in the show notes or on our website,
MarriedRogersNeighborhood.com. While you're busy planning your wedding,
don't forget to plan your marriage. Join us and learn how to thrive and not just survive.
My third decade was 2003 to 2013. And so within that, we celebrated our 1-year wedding anniversary in 2003. We were continued to be professional acrobats, continued to do Cirque de la Mer, corporate entertainment. But I also transitioned into being a costume designer over that decade. So the beginning part of the decade, I was doing acrobatics. And then by the end of the decade, I was a costume designer. My hubby and I were continuing to get close to Jesus and just learning how to be married and seek Him together. And that is just set a sweet time and just a sweet thing to think back over that decade. We lived all over Southern California. We lived in San Diego, in Pasadena, in Inland Empire. And then we went back to LA again. So we lived all over. We both worked at Disneyland in the entertainment department, which was really fun together. And we also left the entertainment department at Disneyland during that decade. We really enjoyed our time at Disneyland, but then it was really cool because when we left, that opened the door for us to actually really start traveling the world. Through that decade, we went to Mexico, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Europe, Turkey, Lebanon. We were held up at gunpoint in Guatemala right before our 10-year wedding anniversary. So that was kind of at the end of the decade. But it was pretty cool just to see what happened when we kind of took a step in faith leaving Disneyland, which was something we kind of knew moving into the next thing God had for us. We went to Disney World for the first time as a married couple and went a couple other times throughout that decade. And we still love Disney World. It's still one of our favorite places. I always used to say that I couldn't wait until I was 25, and I don't know why that was, but 25 was good. I don't know that there was anything super special except for I was just excited to get to that milestone and hey, I made it and passed it up. My first baby sister got married in that decade, so I gained another brother and I also became an auntie in that decade. So that was also a huge milestone in my life. Like I said before, after serving God, being a big sister used to be my number one thing, and then it became my marriage is my number one thing. But my siblings definitely are still, it's still a huge thing to me to be their big sister. And then when I became an auntie, that kind of came in right after that. So I love being an auntie. Kev loves being an uncle. Tail end of the decade, my dad got in the craziest accident, and I can link it in the show notes. I have a video that chronicles his accident and recovery process, and that really kind of shaped my faith even more. And it was the time that I think I had felt God closest to me ever and up to that point. And I had already felt like God was very close to me, and it was really cool to see what God did through that time. It was a hard time, but it was definitely something that shaped me as a person, and I felt like I grew a lot during that time. I would say we learned a lot about money in that decade. I saw what happens to your body when you stop working out for a living, and we kind of were able to get that back into control. I had never had acne, but then got horrible skin problems in that decade, and also got those under control. So I feel like I was just learning my body as an adult and trying to navigate those things. I got better at communicating with my hubby during that decade. And the other thing that I loved about that decade is that people started respecting us more for our marriage. We have always said we love marriage. We have always loved our marriage. And whenever we would say, we love our marriage, and we had only been married a year or 2 years or 3 years, people would say, oh, well, you just wait, you just wait. And we hated that. We hated when people would say that because we loved being married. And so we couldn't wait until there was the time where we were like, no, you know what? Like, we are going to love being married, and we know we're going to continue to love it. These people are just Debbie Downers. And so it was funny because there was this time where we had been, I think, married 8 years at the point, and somebody came up to us and said something about marriage. And we were like, oh, we love being married. And they were like, how long have you been married? And we said 8 years. And they were like, oh, I've only been married 5. And we were like, oh, well, we love our marriage. And it was so cool. I just like, I don't know. I really loved that moment. And it's just so nice to be on that side of having had a marriage that has been just like really fulfilling. And also in turn, not to do it in a prideful way, but to use what we've learned over those years and be able to speak it into people's lives and for people to actually listen to us, because we have been married for 20 years and we have been intentional about it. And we do have some things that we can share that can encourage and help other people. All right. Well, that was the third decade. And then came the fourth decade, which was my 30th birthday. And it was really sweet because my hubby, he had so many people that we knew send him videos of them telling me happy birthday messages. And he got me an Apple TV and, you know, just not the actual TV, but the little box, you know, that you can plug in and access Apple stuff from it. And that was at the time that was kind of like new and fancy. That was 10 years ago. And so we woke up in the morning and he made me breakfast and he plugged in the Apple TV and he, from his phone, started playing all of these videos from people that loved me for my birthday. And it was so sweet. And it was especially sweet too, because like I said, at right before my 30th birthday, my dad actually got in a car accident. And at the time, he was actually in Bakersfield recovering in a brain injury facility. So one of the videos was my dad telling me happy birthday. And that was pretty special at the time. You know, it's like my 30th, we had talked about making it a big thing, kind of like we're doing for my 40th. When that happened, that just kind of changed everything in our family at the time, because we were just in emergency mode with my dad. So that was just a special birthday despite everything that's going on. And it's funny because I always say, oh, I love my 30s. My 30s were great. And Kevin will say, babe, your 30s were horrible. And not in a mean way, but my dad's accident, I had a cyst the size of a grapefruit burst my right ovaries open. So, and it was my first ambulance ride. So that was just like, oh my gosh, I guess you're right. I guess a lot did happen. I had my right ovary removed. I had another cyst in the same ovary grow. It was a big year for medical stuff in our family. I flew in a small plane for the first time ever. That was another birthday that hubby surprised me with, and a stuntman friend of ours flew us up and down the California coast. And that was pretty incredible memory for me. My second baby sister got married, so I got another brother. And so that was a sweet time. And more nieces and nephews came. Lots more nieces and nephews. We are at 10 nieces and nephews at this moment. So if that tells you in the fourth decade, in the third and fourth decades, that's how many nieces and nephews have been added on. And we just love them and are happy for as many as my sisters would like to give to us. And now my brother's just got married too. So him and his wife can give us as many as they want to give us too. We got to travel back to Europe in the fourth decade. We did a transatlantic Disney cruise home. Kev was working in London, and so we just went, did a one-way trip, and he worked, and then we took a cruise home. So that was a pretty epic thing to happen in that decade. We toured the US, continued to just tour. By this point, we weren't, hubby was doing a little acrobatics still, but I wasn't. I was costume designing, and we were working all over. We worked off Broadway in New York City and Christmas time. And that was a huge milestone in that decade that I always think about. We got to go to Disney World a lot of times, Disneyland loads of times. We had passes basically for a good portion of the time that we weren't working there. We got to visit Club 33 a few times. If you know what Club 33 is at Disneyland, it's like really fancy private club that you have to pay to be part of. And we have a friend who has a membership. And so it was kind of funny because I actually visited Club 33 while I was 33. So I thought that was actually kind of cool. We visited Mount Rushmore, Washington, D.C. We drove to Alaska during that decade. We have visited all of the states in the United States except for North Dakota. So that is also a pretty big accomplishment. One of the really cool things that happened was my hubby got a job at Walt Disney Imagineering. And that was, first of all, a dream come true for him. And I was just so excited for him. And it allowed me to not have to work anymore, for a little while anyway. And that was just, I needed it at the time. And so I was really grateful for it. And there was just a lot of really cool things that came along with him working there. And I just love that time, love those memories. At the tail end of 2019 into 2020, we actually had a couple weeks off, or Kev had a couple weeks off. And so we went to Hong Kong to go back and help out with the tour that we used to be on. And they were just going to be in Hong Kong for a couple of days. And so we were like, yeah, let's do it, because Imagineering was closed. And so we flew to Hong Kong in December of 2019, and we ended up staying in Hong Kong through the new year. So we are probably one of the very few people who were in America who were in China in 2020. It's kind of funny, but we got to go to Hong Kong Disneyland, which was a first for both of us. And that's pretty awesome. And I know 2020 was a tumultuous time for a lot of people, but I have to say, in my mind, when I look back at it, yeah, the world may have been tumultuous, but I really saw God's faithfulness. He provided for us. We enjoyed the slowdown. We got extra time with family and friends. I started a blog and a podcast, spoiler alert, and we moved to Florida, moved back to California after that, and that was really fun. We have a lot of friends in Florida, and we love it there, so that was really an exciting thing, and my brother met and just married the love of his life, which is really incredible, and we just love her, and I am just so excited to see God's faithfulness in that. So this past decade has just been really incredible. You know, I feel like I've learned and valued now more the skill of the pause. I think I used to, when I was younger, I used to react a lot quicker to things, and a lot of things used to bother me more. And now, things don't bother me as much as they used to. I mean, sure, there's still things that do, but there's a lot of stuff that I'm just like, wow, that's just really not that big of a deal. That's fine. You can have that opinion or whatever it is. And even just the pause and communicating with my hubby, I just feel like that has been a really valuable skill to have, and I hope to get better at it. I think I've gotten better at not talking too much. Of course, I'm on a podcast and it's just me talking right now, but that is something that I always used to struggle with from the time I was a little girl. So I think I've gotten better at it, a better listener, but I definitely like to even get better at that. Over the past decade, there's definitely been moments where I've been angry with my body, but I've also made peace with the fact that I'm only human and God can use my weaknesses for His glory. I've embraced words of the year and have just had some really good study on some words and some concepts and some characteristics that God has wanted me to hone. I think I've gotten better at knowing my limits, you know, knowing when to say no, and just knowing kind of that I can't do everything and I can't please all the people all the time. At the end of this decade, I have stopped really watching the news, and I know there's a lot of people who did, but I have focused my time more on just praying for people to find Jesus, whether that's through me or someone else. And I also know more about God's word, and I love that. The experience He's allowed us to have given me an incredibly unique perspective, and I just love to look back at His faithfulness and everything that He's done. Honestly, I've loved my 30s. They've been incredible, but so has every decade. And so what do I see for my fifth decade? As I'm moving into this next decade, I just thought that I would share what is kind of on my heart, my hopes for the next year to come. I hope to learn even more about God's work. Honestly, I want to know more about His character. And I just pray that my life continues to be sanctified in that way, because I really truly want to love people like Jesus does. And I really want the fruits of the Spirit to be something that just happen in my life. And because that is what's in my heart, that God's love is in my heart. I hope to continue to grow as a wife and encourage others to do the same. I feel like I can always improve on that. I know my hubby always is so sweet and says that I'm a great wife, but I would just love to be an even better wife to him. I want to be present for my siblings, nieces, and nephews, no matter where they are or wherever I am in the world. I want to be part of their lives growing up, and I want to be part of my siblings as they grow as parents, and I am just looking forward to all God has as our family just continues to grow. I want to increase my prayer life. I have always prayed. I've always talked to God, but I definitely want to make sure I spend more time doing that. I hope to exercise more regularly. Honestly, whenever you see somebody who is in their 90s doing like amazing, they usually work out regularly. And I don't mean that they're like running, you know, a marathon, but they move their bodies. And so it's something that I think because we were professional acrobats and we used to do it for a living, we had a period of time where when we stopped getting paid to do it, it was kind of hard to incorporate it into our lives. But I want to, as I move forward into my next decade, I would really like to make that a priority, moving my body and just being a little more active, because I think it will serve me well as I continue to move on in years. I hope to also spend more time remembering God's faithfulness than fretting things. I think, you know, there's times where you can just kind of obsess over something that's worrying you, and I just would love to spend less time doing that and more time remembering God's faithfulness. So the next thing I'm going to say is that I am writing a book, and I haven't said that on the podcast. Some of my family and friends know that I'm starting it, but I hope maybe within this next decade, that by the end of the decade, that I've at least made some leeway on getting it published. That would be incredible. And I'm really excited to see what God does with that. I'm excited to see what he does with the podcast. I would like to spend as much time with my hubby as humanly possible over the next decade and beyond. And I want to travel more. And I would like to care even less about what people think of me. And I want to extend more grace to people. I want to let go of grudges and just give more love all around. And I want to eat all the good food and enjoy new experiences. I'm not afraid of turning 40 or really any other number that the Lord will give me the privilege to live. I just hope that little by little, I look a little more like Jesus and a little less like me. I would just love to close today's podcast with a scripture. Isaiah 46, 3 through 4 says, "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he, and even to the gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you." Oh, I love that so much. It's just so sweet. And I just see God's faithfulness throughout my entire life. And these 40 years, he has been so faithful. And so that is another reason why I'm not worried about growing older. I'm excited to see what he has, and I'm excited to be closer to his heart. And, you know, each year is such a gift, and I don't want to waste it. So thank you for listening to my rambling episode about how I'm feeling about turning 40. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you resonated with some of it, chuckled at some of it. And I just want to, again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Tune in on August 4th to hear how our trip went and just some thoughts for the summer, and continue to follow along. We have some really great interviews set up starting in August and going through the end of the year. All right, everybody, have a wonderful summer, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast. God bless you all. All right, friends, that's it for today. I'm so thankful you joined us and hope it spurs you on to encourage someone else. You can find and interact with me at Real Housewives of the Kingdom on both Instagram and Facebook, and my website, marriedrogersneighborhood.com, which is linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would really appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening. Just remember, we are in this together. God loves you, and you are not alone. See you next time.